Listen, Mr. Baker's my name, North Shore Museum, and tonight we've got a gathering of six, seven chaps who worked with the BC Electric, and they're going to give us a little rundown on what it was like running the streetcars here in North Vancouver. I don't know how far it goes back, and I don't know what the total in years it'll be, but I'll start off and have them introduce themselves and just let them go ahead and try and give us all the information they possibly can of the history of the streetcars in North Van.
I'm George Morris. I was on the streetcars from 1943 till 1945.
Nothing happened. Nothing exciting happened.
We're trying to worry how to word it.
Yeah, I'm Owen Morgan. I started in, 1942, I think it was, in August. And in those days on the old streetcars, we were both one-man car operators, a conductor or a motorman, wherever we could fill in, well, that was it. And I think what I remember most is about 1943 or 44, we had about 3 or 4 feet of snow. And Ed Batten, to be one of the operators that was on the job at that time, he's now living up in Bella Coola. Him and I took out the old snowplow, and we went up along Lynn Valley Road, and the municipality had just plowed their road, and they plowed the snow all over the top of our tracks. Well, Ed and I, we wound this old snowplow up, and we went along there, I guess, about 30 or 40 miles an hour with a great big blade on the front, and we pushed the snow all back onto the middle of the road. It was really funny to watch it. So I think that's what I remember most. And the streetcars left in 46, I believe it was, and the buses come on. And I'm still on the job. I got 2 more months to go before I retire, so I think maybe I'll pass it on to my next chum here.
I'm Harold Stackhouse. I started just before the end of the war. I had my repat home from overseas, and I started with the BC Electric, and I remember one of the biggest incidents, so just after we started, was the end of the war. I was working the Lonsdale streetcar, and the night, or the day that, VE Day, like everybody went mad, everybody went out. And I remember working that night. They had an 8-hour shift. And we just tore up and down Lonsdale as fast as we could go. We were loading at both ends. You know, all we had was the ferry in those days, and the ferries were packed, and everybody jammed on the cars. You got all, you could get in both ends, and you took off up the top of Lonsdale, and you tore back down as fast as you could go, loaded up another load. That was the busiest night I've ever had, but it was a lot of fun.
Andy Anderson, and I put in a year or so on the streetcars. The first day I started was a real nightmare to me. I don't suppose I'll ever forget this. I was called on to bring out a Lynn Valley car for the 5 o'clock shipyard crowd, and they were a real bunch of yahoos. So here I come down, they're a rookie, and I'm shaky, and I went down there, and I got so many guys I couldn't shut the door, and I couldn't get them to leave. And Bert Hughes finally come, put the knee to them, shoved them, pushed them out of there, and I finally got away and started a brilliant career, finished up with ulcers and quit.
I'm Ben Mackey. I started on the streetcars in 35. I worked with the track department too in North Van. I guess my biggest experience was when we had a fellow on by the name of Lindsay Williamson. He's dead now, passed on, but they brought out a new schedule on the streetcars, and they thought that they would put on a flyer on Capilina. So they asked Lindsay Williamson if he would drive the streetcar and how fast he could make it from ferry wharf out to the end of Capitol and the Municipal Hall and back again. So he said, oh, you can do it in half an hour. So he lasted for 3 weeks on that, and then from there on they kindly passed it on to me, and then from me I passed it on to somebody else down the line of seniority went. But it was quite a jog when you went from that distance in a half an hour.
What was the normal time on that?
40 minutes.
That's why they called it the Flyer.
They
sure was.
And they had a trestle in there too.
Harry, do you remember the Flyer?
I'm Harry Bullock. And I, like Ben, started with the BC Electric as a Gandhi dancer, Tamping Ties, which lasted for 6 or 8 months. And my introduction to the street railway was rather abrupt, in that one of the old motormen on Lonsdale got out to change the trolleys at Windsor Road, and an automobile turning south onto Lonsdale with no brakes decided to hit the streetcar rather than continue down Lonsdale, and he pinned this old motorman to the top end of the streetcar and broke both his legs. And as a consequence, I was called upon to start operating the streetcar. And out of the innumerable incidents that come to mind, aside from the snow plow and the snow sweeper and the line car and incidental incidents that happened, one was shortly after I started operating, and I left the top of the Dempsey Road and Lynn Valley Road, and it was snowing madly. And as I approached Allen Road, I saw a tremendous snowball in the middle of the track, and I thought, I'll just smack that and knock it all apart. So I continued on at considerable speed and struck this snowball, and to my amazement, instead of smashing it, the streetcar rose right up on top of this 4-foot snowball and came to an abrupt halt. Needless to say, I had an excuse that I neglected to see this snowball due to the snowflakes, and I was admonished for not using more, being more observant. Phil?
I'm Phil Rose. I started in the 2nd of May, I think it was, 1946, on the streetcars. And I was the last streetcar operator to be employed in North Vancouver. I guess my main experience was when I was called out about 4 o'clock one morning to help George Pfeiffer take the snowplow out. And I'd never been on the snowplow before. So we went down Keith Road Hill, and we were going along Marine Drive, and he hollers to me, "Hit that brush hard," he says, "because that's a double track there and we got to clean her out." And I hit it so hard I pulled the snowplow right off the track. We went straight down Marine Drive. We didn't make the turn, it fell at all. My embarrassing moment. That was the time when we had to run around. We only had one pole out. We used to have to run from the front right around the thing and put it up on the back. I was a little green in those days. I didn't know what to say or anything, but George Pfeiffer, I think he smoothed it over, but I didn't know. You revved the brush up to clean the tracks out, but you also fed it air to push it down. And I pushed it too hard and the front trucks come right off the track and down Marine Drive. That's not as bad as the one Harry pulled off, though, I don't think.
Cut. I don't know.
I recall the time, I'm Harry Bullock again. I recall the time when Harold Stackhouse was my conductor, and we came down Lonsdale, and we rounded the corner at 8th and Lonsdale, and there was a tremendous amount of leaves on the track. And this, the action of the wheels on the rails squashed the oil out of the leaves, And well, consequently,
it was the fall of the year.
Yeah, the fall of
the year. There was frost on the tracks.
That was when Lonsdale maple trees all up each other.
All the maple leaves had come off around Victoria Park, and they were all down the tracks, and they'd frozen on the tracks.
That's right.
And it made it just
oily.
Slippery and oily and greasy.
So anyway, I went to pick up a passenger at Lower Keith, and as I applied the brakes, the wheels locked, and away we went. And I did exactly I was instructed to do, to release the air and wind up the juice in order to keep the wheels moving. But I, in anticipation, I didn't wait long enough and cranked her right up and wound her off. And oh, anyway, it was a disaster. We ended up with all 8 wheels locked and went right down over 3rd and Lonsdale and through a derail switch and bumpity bump, 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 bump over the ties. Did we end up in front of the post office, Harold?
No, we didn't go that far.
That
we stuck
in the planks
lined the tracks on both sides below the derail switch there. And we never quite made 2nd Street.
you sure cut a big groove in Lonsdale.
With a full complement of passengers who had to walk from there to the ferry.
The ferry waited, though. They always do.
What about this derail switch you're talking about now? What was that?
Well, that was a switch that the conductor had to walk through the car and emerge from the front door on the left side and pull the switch closed and permit the car to roll through it.
That was a government safety.
And then
it was a safety feature, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A safety feature to keep it from rolling into the inlet. Yeah. And as the car rolled through it, so he boarded the car on the rear door, and they proceeded on their way.
Just to make you test your brakes, I guess, more than anything.
No, it's government orders.
Well, we had one on Capilano.
Yeah, well, that was government
orders. I went through that.
That was a one-man car.
See, if that safety switch hadn't been there, Harry and I would have ended up on the ferry boat with all the passengers.
Yeah, right.
They wouldn't have had to walk at all.
But as long as that switch is there and open, your wheels are going to run off the tracks and they grind into the wooden planks, and that slows it to a halt then. Otherwise, you just go right in the inlet.
One of you showed me a picture of which we have in the museum, of the streetcar in the inlet when it went right in. Were any of you here when that went in, or?
No, that was in year one.
That was a single trucker too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it only had one trolley too. The conductor had to run around.
1905, I think that was.
Yeah. I know it was early. I didn't know if anyone, and nothing had happened since that time. I know a work car and a passenger had gone off the drink. We've got pictures of both of them. A work flight.
Well, that was before any of our time.
Yeah, that was in the early 1900s when it first started, I think.
Well, streetcars started in North Vancouver on Labor Day, 1906. And there was a start on a Monday morning, and there were so many passengers come over on the old ferries to see the streetcars in North Van that the fellows that worked in the car barns went down and operated the streetcars and took the people up on the different runs.
Because they had no conductors or motormen at that time. They came over too early before
that was on the Sunday before the Labor Day of 1906.
What did they go up to? 17th and the Boulevard, 25th and Lonsdale.
23rd and Lonsdale.
23rd and Lonsdale, was it?
23rd.
And
when they got up to 23rd and Lonsdale, they had to wind up a wheel to tighten up the brakes. And Bill Rogers was a conductor at that time, and he had a watch fob on one end of his vest and his watch on the other. And he had wound up this wheel and put the dog in the bottom, and some fella come along and he says, "What's that thing down there for?" And he kicked it, and the wheel spun around, and the handle on the wheel caught his watch chain on the front of his vest and flipped it outside onto the road and broke it. But I think the funniest thing I ever heard, though, was a few years before I came on the job, the fellows were telling us about the Lynn Valley streetcar coming down Hoskins Hill on the Lynn Valley run, and it was Halloween night, and the kids had taken an outhouse at Allen Road and put it out in the middle of the streetcar tracks and set a dummy in it. Now, if the streetcar hit it or not, I don't know. If it had, I don't know what would have happened, but... Anyway, that's what the kids had done on Halloween that night.
I remember Halloween in 46, because Harold was running the opposite leg to me on the valley, and I'm waiting and waiting at 15th crossing here for Harold to come, and he didn't show up, and you hit the curve here at 19th, and they'd filled the damn double
That's
track
right.
with
the,
rocks.
They'd filled the curve with tracks,
yeah.
or with rocks there in the
yeah.
double track.
Well, Harold
put
wouldn't
me
go off the track.
Was that 15th of Boulevard?
No,
19th. Where we used to come down
oh,
to
the,
yeah, the
turn,
college
oh,
quarter.
The turn,
the turn
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what was the street we came up? 20th, wasn't it?
20th.
Yeah,
yeah.
We used to come down
through
the
bush.
Road and down through the bush in front of where the, actually where the Southern School is.
Yes,
yes
right.
That's right.
That's right.
That was before they cut the road through there.
Yeah.
And Harold, you talked about running off the track, and it was brought to mind before about coming out of the passing track at 15th and Lonsdale, and I operate the streetcar, and the front of the car went through, the front truck, and as the rear truck came through, it climbed over the track, and I could feel that there was something strange about the the motion of the car, and it had climbed across and over the black top, and it ended up against the fire hydrant at 15th and Lonsdale. Climbed right out of the tracks and across the street.
That was
very embarrassing.
That was as bad as running off the derail switch on the Capilano run on Mount Avenue. Just
below putting
the
it back
street.
By yourself.
You had to get out and flip the switch over the switch iron. And if you didn't, you come sliding down there. Well, you run right off the track and into the mud. Many of the fellows have went off there.